business or finance degree? Not really, or at all. The ability to quickly and effectively develop new investment opportunities and strategize about their implementation and financing? No idea what that even meant. But Whitney vouched for me, and I owed her big time. One problem remained. I hadn't pitched a single actionable idea since starting at NOI. I kept my head down, made calls, attended meetings, and researched other people's projects. Basically, a computer program could do my job and no one would need to feed it a free bagel, so my days were numbered. I had to start doing something or get better at faking being busy.
Casey?
Casey Nottingham, that was me, unfortunately. I stopped staring out the window at the wharf, the strip of restaurants, businesses, and residences on DC's southwest waterfront where NOI was located. That location being the best part of the job. Food everywhere, and if I squinted, I could see the tail end of the National Cherry Blossom Festival from the smaller conference room. A perk the company recited with pride at the initial interview back in November, months before the cherry blossoms appeared. This town took its flower festivals very seriously. Brock Devers had called for my attention, and now he had it. He managed to be the most annoying I went to Yale blowhard I'd ever met, and that was a high bar to clear. He was my immediate boss. I'd been foisted on him without his input and clearly over his objection, and now worked on his team. Lucky me. That team consisted of other guys who went to Yale or Yale-like schools. They played around in canoes or kayaks, not sure about the difference, on the weekends as they traded stories about their college rowing days. Never mind that they were in their 30s. In Brock's case, 40s, but pretending to be 30s. At CFC, we called these guys assholes. Every member of the five-person team was an assistant director because this company handed out titles like free bagels. But Brock was a full-fledged director, the guy in charge. Dressed to perfection in his expensive but trying to look casual black pants and zip-up hoodie, he hated me. He never said the actual words out loud, but he telegraphed his disdain at every opportunity. He sighed whenever I opened my mouth. He trampled over the few comments I rarely offered. He'd also delivered a lecture yesterday about my workload that should have lasted 5 minutes max, but droned on for 40. His smirk now shouted, "Gotcha."
"You wanted to talk about a business idea today?"
"Ah, okay." We'd entered the passive-aggressive portion of the meeting. This was a challenge. Brock's way of testing. Worse, of showing everyone I didn't belong in this super dynamic and not at all self-important company. He wasn't totally wrong, but still, screw him. The charged silence dragged on just long enough for people to start shifting around in their leather chairs. If they thought they were uncomfortable, they should have tried being me. "Pies." The word popped out of my mouth to a round of frowns. Some guys in the room leaned forward in what looked like the body language equivalent of, "What the hell did she say?" The most pronounced scowl belonged to Michael Bainbridge, the owner of NOI, the same Michael who had some sort of epiphany or spiritual awakening, and now insisted on being called Micah. Because it was totally normal to change your name if you thought a different one sounded cooler. His parents must be so proud. 50 and trim, Micah ran more miles each day than I had in my entire life. He'd also taken a class on effective listening and spent the majority of every conversation repeating back whatever anyone said in the form of a question. "Pies?" Micah asked right on cue. His eyes narrowed behind his black-framed, very serious glasses that matched his newly minted name. "Are you hungry?" "Yes, always." Wasn't everyone? But this was the time for babbling, not eating. Full on, cover your ass, try to make sense, babbling. "Food is big business," Micah nodded, his version of encouragement. That and the repeating thing.
"Big business?"
Brock sat up, clearly intending to interrupt. His shifting made my brain spin faster, spewing words about the one business model I knew a little about. Very little, like almost nothing. Imagine homing.